Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, kid? Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastically. I need a little bit more caffeine. Got to go give myself another bubbling, effervescent libation before too long here. But otherwise, bubbly. I'm good. I'm ready to go. It's Friday. We made it to the weekend. Feeling good. I got some projects I'm going to work on this weekend. So, yeah.
Does it really matter, though? Does it really matter that it's Friday for some of us? I mean,
maybe not.
A lot of people say, yeah, it's Friday. And I'm over here like, it's Friday every day for me.
It feels like it. Honestly,
it does, though.
That's the dangerous part, is because you can finish up work and then it feels like, oh my God, it's Friday, but really it's only Tuesday, and then you got to work tomorrow, the next day, if you have to work, and it's a vicious cycle that we're in right now. So I honestly don't know. I don't know what day it is. I think it's Friday.
So you're back in the living room.
Yep.
You were in the studio yesterday because you had problems with the radio. You couldn't monitor the station, so you're back. So now are you trying to get back into routine from going back to the studio? I mean, are you confused?
Luckily, one day didn't throw me off that much. I think I'm going to be all right. It was easier actually hopping back in here than it was going to the studio for a day, because I had to remember, like, oh, yeah, this is over here. I got to use this over here. So, which is surprising because I've been in the studio for 4 years. You know, you think it'd be just, like, right there, but it's amazing how quick, you know, your brain kind of latches onto that new routine. I don't want to get used to this at-home stuff. I would kill to be in the studio at this point. But
so since you went back to the studio yesterday, was Kiki in just the most fantastic mood because she got to sleep all morning long without your loud voice in the living room?
I think she was in a better mood yesterday. I think she got to sleep in a little bit more than she usually does instead of getting up now.
Morning, darling.
At 6 right away. So, yeah. So, we'll see. We'll see how today goes. If she comes down with a murdery-looking face, then I know that it's better when I'm in the studio. So.
She's got a revolver, and she spun the chamber. And every morning, she walks up to Brock and click.
Just wait for that day.
One of the mornings, it's gonna happen.
I'm surprised it happens yet. I don't know how many spots are in that chamber. We'll have to figure it out. But all right, folks, let's get to it. We got your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Sorry, I usually say it twice, don't I? And I didn't there. Yes. I was like, come on, Hunter. Honor Credit Union.
Could be part of it.
There we go. We nailed it. Well, Pearl Jam have found a way to revive their canceled audiovisual event for their new album. The Gigaton listening experience was supposed to have been shown in theaters March 25th. Well, starting tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, today. This story was written yesterday. Starting today, it will be available for free for a week to all Apple TV app users. After that, it will be available to rent or buy. The band says the album songs have been, quote, enhanced with a choice set of visual curated and created by Evolve, the filmmaker and artist behind the music video for Dance of the Clairvoyants. So it's a full show to go along with the music. So check it out. Free for Apple TV app users. Otherwise, you can rent it after the fact.
Huh.
Cool. I like it.
I like everything about it, but the name Gigaton. I'm not a big fan of that.
You don't like the name?
Nah, it's just like, hey, we got gigs. It's Gigaton. I don't know. I think
Gigaton is an actual word, though.
Yeah. Sounds amateurish to me. We got a gig.
Coming from the guy on the Plan B Morning Show.
Right.
You realize what you do, right? Oh, I love it. All right. Well, check it out for you. It's going to be great. Pearl Jam bring you some more great music. That's your rock news.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1989, Tom Petty released his first solo album, Full Moon Fever. It had 5 singles from the album, most notably Free Fallin' was the most, the one that, it had a lot of great ones, but Free Fallin' by far was the biggest hit on there. So, remember when...
That song's going to be around for trillions of years. Dude, it's never going to go away.
All sorts of Tom Petty songs. Well, it also had I Won't Back Down and Running Down a Dream. You're So Bad is one of my favorites. But, yeah, Free Fallin' is one of those ones, man. I mean, think about it. It was in Jerry Maguire. The song was released in 89. Jerry Maguire was, what, 96? And, I mean, it was just huge at that point. So, anyway.
Free Fallin'.
Yeah, free. I always say Free Ballin' because it's
me, too. It reminds me, for some reason, it reminds me of Young Life. Did you guys have Young Life in Wisconsin?
We had stuff like that, like the Awanis or whatever it was. Yeah. Did you guys sing that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'd all get together and sing. It was always like a fun, cool activity, you know. And then we'd talk about church and Jesus, and then we'd sing a little bit. It was always like a lot of fun, like cool stuff, and then they'd sneak a sermon in there, you know.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.